From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke told Congress today that the Fed will raise interest rates and tighten credit in time to curb inflation, but not too soon as to undermine economic recovery. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
Delivering the Fed's semiannual monetary policy report to Congress before the House Financial Services Committee, Bernanke said the Fed has the tools, and he implied the will, to tighten monetary policy in a smooth and timely way when needed to avoid a future rise in inflation. But he made clear the Fed will not be tightening in the foreseeable future. He said inflation is subdued and apt to remain so for 2 years. And while citing signs of improvement in economic and financial conditions, he warned the apparent stabilization of consumer spending could prove transient. So he said monetary policy remains focused on fostering economic recovery. And he said he and his fellow policymakers believe a highly stimulative credit stance will be appropriate for an extended period. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Washington.
The Obama administration insists that it's on track to close the Guantanamo prison by January, even though it has now missed a key deadline. Task forces on detention and interrogation policies were supposed to finish their work and report to the White House by today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
President Obama gave the detention task force and the interrogation task force 6 months each to complete their work. Yesterday, senior administration officials said both teams have asked for an extension. The detention task force is studying where and how to process current and future suspected terrorists anywhere in the world. That team asked for an extra 6 months. The interrogation task force is establishing policies to question future detainees, and that team wants another 2 months. A third interagency team is studying the case of each Guantanamo detainee. They've reviewed more than half the cases for prosecution or transfer. But there are also challenges the Obama administration didn't anticipate. For example, Congress recently blocked the administration from bringing Guantanamo detainees to the U.S., and a judge has ruled that some detainees in Afghanistan can access American civilian courts. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and state legislative leaders have agreed on a plan to close the state's $26 billion budget shortfall. The agreement would be a first step toward ending the IOUs the state has been issuing this month, but it must make it through both houses of the legislature. The plan will include billions of dollars in cuts. Schwarzenegger and Republican lawmakers refused to raise taxes any further, limiting lawmakers' options. Prices are mixed on Wall Street this morning. At this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 54 points to 89.02. The Nasdaq is down 5 points to 19.05. This is NPR News. The search engine Google has won a landmark libel case in the British High Court. Larry Miller reports from London.
The High Court said Google, and by implication all search engines, are not responsible for defamatory comments that appear in blogs, news reports, and forums. The search engine was being sued by a company which claimed libelous comments written about it in a website forum appeared on Google search results. However, the High Court judge said Google was not a publisher of the comments, only a facilitator, and could not be held responsible. He suggested those who feel defamed could still sue the writer and the website to publish the material. This is the first such case in the UK. The ruling was similar to US legislation, which does not hold intermediaries responsible for online defamation. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The argument over the F-22 fighter jets could reach a climax today. Congress wants to buy the planes. The administration does not. An amendment to strip the F-22 money from a $680 billion defense spending policy bill is scheduled for a vote in the Senate. President Obama has threatened what would be the first veto of his presidency if the F-22 money remains in the final bill. Lawmakers from states that would benefit from manufacturing the jets want the money pumped into the aerospace and defense industries. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says that the money would be better spent on assuring that the military has the tools it needs to fight unconventional wars which are taking place in Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.